Yeah, you want, you know, when guys come up, you always want to see him get off to a good start, and it's been a little bit of a struggle for him so far, but hopefully he can you know, get that first one tonight and play well for us.
There's a lot of guys who kind of went through a similar spell, including Jackson, who went through it earlier this year. Is that helpful to have those voices around Kobe?
Probably. I just don't think that this – I think this level is harder than anybody ever thinks, and so it's really, really normal to go through early struggles, and it's more normal than not, and it just takes – sometimes it takes a little bit of a while to adapt to the big leagues. He is, I would say, from a timetable standpoint, I mean, we got to get him throwing again. He still hasn't played catch yet. I think that's going to happen in the next few days, maybe over the weekend. What's today? Wednesday. I think sometime this weekend. And then hopefully that goes well, and then there's a little bit of a progression from there. So it's not in the next – he's not going to be with us in the next week or so. It's going to be a little bit of time. Coulomb's throwing, but he's also kind of an entry stage of throwing, and he's still on the same timetable. He's doing really, really well, but he's, you know, sometime September, hopefully sooner than later. But yeah, we miss Danny. Danny's, but he's doing really, really, really well. Yeah, no, I love having. You know, we're missing some guys that have done some pretty cool things here the last couple of years, and to have them around, support, it's been a lot of fun. They were all in Tampa together, and then a couple of them came up here, so we're happy to have them.
With Zach Eflin, the Rays pitching coach called Drew French, called you guys to offer some updated information on Zach. Is that rare for a team to do?
I actually didn't know that. I didn't know that till I found that out yesterday. But yeah, probably in the middle of it. Maybe one is super. You know, Kyle's real professional, and I know he's all about the player, and that's really refreshing. More about the player's career than anything else, and so that just shows you what kind of person Kyle is, honestly, and what kind of coach he is. He's a great pitching coach, and to have that relationship with Zach, and that meant a lot to him. It means a lot to him for him to do well. So that's really cool. He reached out to Drew and did that. I don't know how common or uncommon that is, honestly. I think that when we've made trades and it's a friend of mine that's on the team that the player gets traded to, a lot of times we'll have that conversation about the player. But I don't know how common it is. I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure it was for Drew. I'm sure he gave it. I'm sure it was for Drew and for Zach. To not just go in cold, but to talk about some things. But Zach's such a pro too. He would have kind of knows what he's doing.
So, what did you pick up?
Well, I have some Raven secrets that. I'm looking forward to it. So they're playing Saturday right here. Might be a doubleheader. It was really cool. I got to I stood there with John behind some 11-on-11 drills, watched Lamar do his thing. The size and the speed is so cool when you're that close. And John's just an amazing person that's incredibly generous and loves to – We were sharing culture stuff a little bit, and I was talking about our season, and we're talking about his. You know, he's really excited about his team, and so that was just a lot of fun to have that conversation. I talked to a lot of their coaches too, and a lot of these guys watch Orioles games on a nightly basis. So that was, and a lot of players came up, and that's it's great to hear that we watch Ravens games, you know, that they're there watching us and following us and fans of what we're doing here. So it was a fun afternoon. Batista. let's see. I'm sure Gunner could have played. you know, I think he said he stopped playing going into high school, but he's got the size and the speed. Who else?
Adley can kick.
Charles Escalante, our travel director, was kicking some field goals there barefooted. It was pretty impressive. Jan Stenerud, barefoot?
No.
Who was? It was yeah, but there's one I'm thinking of, 80s. I'm thinking of 80s kicker barefoot. Yeah, you guys are too young. Rock would know. Tony Franklin? Oh, Ray Wershing. Niners. Never looked up at the goalpost. Head down for Montana Holding. But that was pretty impressive. He was kicking field goals. He was getting like 35-yarders right there in the practice field. So I'm going to go to Charles Escalante, travel director, special teams.
Sorry to have a baseball question.
Yeah, that's right. It's more fun, actually, to talk about that.
One thing, when you look at the Orioles' stolen bases by month, the
yep.
fewest of any month was July, and the most caught stealing was July. Did anything change from earlier in the year? Is that something you guys got to get back to doing better?
Well, Mateo wasn't on base as much. Cedric wasn't on base as much. And so those were our two primary base stealers. So now Mateo's gone. I think the pitchers that were like Irvin last night did a really good job holding, managing the running game. So I think we've run into a lot of starters that have been aware that, and they've done a good job of us just not running into outs. But we do need to push the envelope more. We do need to – it's a lot easier to run when you have the lead. And you can be more aggressive. And we haven't played very good baseball. So we haven't had the lead in a lot of nights, and we hit a lot of homers, so it's tough to run into an out when we have guys that can leave the ballpark for us. But we do need to be more aggressive on the bases in appropriate times. –